Hey guys, welcome back to GAF. This is our first podcast. It's not GAF, it's not GOOF, just GAF. I just got back from a sleepover. I stayed up till 3 in the morning binge-watching a show I've already seen. It was a good time. I feel hungover.
She didn't drink, though.
I didn't drink. I don't drink alcohol, and I don't do the drugs.
The drugs.
What about you, Wiley? What did you do yesterday while I was gone?
I sat in my bed.
Amazing. That sounds so fantastic.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, Wiley and I have been hanging out all weekend.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And there's, like, this festival going on this weekend, but we neither want to go, so, like...
Yeah, we wanted to go, but both of our parents don't want to go, and then we thought it started tomorrow, and then it just came too fast, so we decided that we would...
Skip it!
And sleep over instead.
Yep.
So, that's what we're doing. I just... Are you okay?
Yeah.
So, Wiley's playing with masking tape, and she just taped her leg. Are you okay?
Oh, that didn't hurt the button.
Oh, whatever. It's like a wax strip. Ew! Okay, she took off the tape, and her skin's all over... Ah! Whoa. This is not professional. Ew, that's so nasty. Ew, it's stuck to me. Oh, God, just leave it there. Just leave it. Or stick it to your computer. Okay.
Okay.
Now that the skin strip is stuck to her computer, we can move on.
That always... Anna.
That's Wiley Samsung getting a notification. Notification? Is it? Okay, I always struggle saying this word. Is it notification or notification?
Notification. N-O-T.
Yeah, I know how it's spelled.
I-F-A-C-T-I-O-N.
I know how it's spelled. I just always struggle saying
it. It's notification.
It's not notification? Okay, it doesn't sound like notification. Okay, I'm really dumb. I'm sorry. I lived on a certain side of town where we live my entire life, and I had to move to the other side of town. It sucks. I hate the east side.
But she got a new house.
Now so I'm moving.
She gets to live on the west side by me.
Yeah, the west side
of
the town.
She's like 3 blocks away from me. It's great.
Because we were neighbors our whole lives, and then I moved to the east side of our town, and then now I'm moving back, and I get to be Wiley's neighbor, along with my other best friends who live on this part of town.
You know, you've lived on the west side longer than I have, but I've stayed on the west side longer than you.
No. I stayed on the west side for 13 years straight. No. Yeah, 13 years. And then went to the east side. I've been there for, like, 8 months.
Yeah, but I've been here since I was 4. Not even 4, like, 3.
I know, but I'm older than... A year older than you, and I've been here since I was a newborn.
I don't know math. I don't math.
Actually, a fun fact. I'm gonna give you guys a fun fact. I'm not naming which friend. It's not Wiley. I'll give you that. But my best friend in the whole entire world, one of my best friends, she was... conceived in my bedroom. My old house, she was conceived in my bedroom, and I didn't learn that until like 10 years after living there. And
oh my god.
It sucked. And she was like, "Did you know I was like created in your bedroom?" Cuz her parents used to live there. So
people are probably going to end up guessing who it is, and then they're going to be like,
"Well, it doesn't really matter. I like telling people. It's really funny. That just makes us closer." Any weird facts about you, why?
I can blow bubbles out of my eyes.
She can! She can blow bubbles out of her eyes. It's insane.
I can't do it anymore. I've done it too much. And I'm afraid my eye's gonna, like, pop out of its head.
Your eyes are gonna pop out of its head. I'm proud. but it's so crazy. It's like her party trick. What do you do?
What?
What do you do to blow bubbles out of your eyes?
I plug my nose, and I, like, it's basically, like, how you pop your ears, except I can't pop my ears.
Dude, if you try to pop your ears, do just bubbles come out?
That's even insane. If I, like...
You look constipated. Why is trying really hard right now? We just hit 420 seconds. I'm sorry. Or 420 minutes. I'm sorry.
We should talk about the Buzz Lightyear head in my room.
Oh, yeah, so you guys can't see it. I might post a picture of it on my story.
It's, like, on my desk, and Mia found it in the back of my car. Mom's car. Our car.
And it's just sitting on her desk, a little plastic Buzz Lightyear head from Toy Story.
Yeah.
And it's just staring into my soul.
Pretty much. You have, like, really weird rings on.
They're not weird, they're pretty.
No, they're really pretty, but, like, the three knots, and then, like...
Okay, those are semi-precious gems. stones.
You semi-precious female dog.
Okay, Wiley, you can't do this to me. No, but one of my rings is, why am I forgetting the name?
It's a crystal?
Okay, I have a crystal. I forget the name. I have a lot of crystals. I have a lot of crystals. I have one around my neck and one on my ring. I'm actually going to take my rings off. I have, like, these two gold ones. One of them was given to my best friend. Two of them were given to me by my mommy. And then this one makes my finger green. Ow, frick. I have massive fingers. I cannot just go out and buy a ring. I have to get it stretched. I hate it. I have really bad fingers. Speaking of fingers, did you know Wiley has a finger that's bent at a 90-degree angle?
Okay. Al, can I explain the story?
Yeah.
Okay. So, me and Mia's little sister and other people that we are close with, So, we were in Port Orford.
Which is a beach.
Had to add on that. It's really cold because it was, like, late September or, like, October or something.
It was late August, Wiley.
Whatever.
Okay, go on.
And so basically my finger got twisted around her shirt.
Yeah. Wiley threw herself at my little sister and her finger got caught in Lois' shirt.
Yeah, and then basically it, like, pulled, and now when I hold up three fingers, my first finger goes at a 90-degree angle. Maybe four, no, yeah, no, 90-degree angle.
Yeah, definitely 90, definitely, like, a fucking 90-degree angle. Freaking 90-degree angle.
Maybe it's, like, a 45. I don't know.
Maybe it's a 48. Let's go with 48. Yeah, but if you ever see us in person, make sure to grab Wiley by the wrist. My right hand. Her right wrist, and just look at her finger.
My pointer finger. Always do that.
Why are you getting more masking tape?
So I can peel my skin off and put it on you.
You know what? Yeah, this is a collection of Wiley's duck. Okay, you literally are so nasty. Dude, you're like a freaking lizard. I don't want your scales.
I have really ashy legs.
I have ashier legs than you do. You could, like, spell out supercalifragilisticexpialidocious on my leg, it'd look like a tattoo would stay there so long. I hope you guys are enjoying this ASMR.
And then
wow, that is 5 seconds of my life gone to waste. yeah.
This one's a really pretty ring.
Yeah, she's looking at my crystal one. Yeah, Wiley and I have been friends. How many years have we been friends?
Like six.
6 years?
Because I met you when I was seven. No.
You were a third grader, I was a fourth grader.
And I was seven. I remember that, yeah.
And it's been 5 years, actually. Because if I met you in the fourth grade and I just graduated eighth grade.
And I was in the third grade.
Four or five.
Yeah. We just high-fived.
We made it.
Yep.
Ready? This is going to be a loud one.
Ah! Oh, it hurts.
You're welcome. No, but there's so many weird things that have happened to Wiley and I. Just so many stories.
We have so many stories.
And it's, I don't know. Our friendship's really odd and stalker-like. It's stalker-like because, actually, I'm going to tell this story. This is a really exciting story. Do you want to tell the story?
Which one?
The one where I stood behind your house for an hour
and a half. Oh, yeah. Okay, so she stood behind my house.
Okay, you guys, disclaimer, I was 10. I was insane. Still am, but I was really insane in elementary.
Just a little less so now.
Yeah. Caution. Beware. Okay, go.
So, me and my mom were at the grocery store, and her nanny dropped her off.
Yeah, because I told my nanny that they were home.
And we weren't. And she was sitting in my backyard for, like, an hour. And we drive home, and Mia walks around the corner, and she doesn't realize that my mom's, like, still in the car.
Yeah, I thought they went inside.
My mom wasn't. And my mom gets out of the car and just starts yelling at my mom.
Yeah, because she was like, you would have gotten kidnapped. This is dangerous. I told you you were at the store.
And at that point, you were, like, bawling. You were I didn't know.
So I was crying, right? I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. I never did that again. Obviously, I would never do that. And I look up, and Wiley's bratty face is looking down at me, smiling from the balcony. And I'm just sitting there like, what? You little crap. It was so bad. I was like, you twat. It was so terrible.
At the end of that story, we only got to hang out for like 30 minutes while we waited for Nandy to come pick her up.
Yeah. My mom, say it was a nanny, right? So my mom was out of town. And so my nanny texted my mom, and my mom was like, she was, it's like one of those things that's really annoying, like, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. It was that, exactly.
Yeah, but your mom didn't yell at you because my mom did.
Yeah, exactly. I got enough, which, I love your mom. Your mom's like my second mom. I love her.
Yeah. Sorry if you hear, like, chitter chatter outside. We're in my room with the door closed.
Yeah, you might not hear it, but we tried to soundproof her windows, and then, but our parents are outside. What the?
Close the door.
The door just opened on its own. Ghosts.
My house is haunted.
Oh my god, speaking of ghosts, at the sleepover I mentioned earlier, we, you know that card game you taught me?
Played that?
We played that, but with a bunch of cards, and we, like, summoned ghosts. It was crazy.
Was it fun?
It was so fun.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Dude.
I learned that from Sam and Colby.
Actually, they did that on their channel.
It was the Queen Mary one.
I watched that video with Rat. I remember that.
They hid in a janitor's closet. That was fun.
Interesting. I like Sam and Colby.
Yeah, wait. Oh, never mind. Nothing.
I know.
Okay.
No, we're just trying to eavesdrop on our parents' conversation whilst making a podcast. You know, pretty normal.
You know, right. You know what would be really weird is when you're, like, really delusional and you just film a audio record a podcast at, like, 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
that's... And you're just, like, super delusional.
That's next up on our list, to film a podcast at, like, 1 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, at, like, 7 in the morning.
Exactly.
That one would be...
That'd be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The latest I mean, when we were kids, we used to stay up pretty late. But now, I am always the second one to fall asleep. That's how it is at any sleepover, not just Wiley's, but... Yeah, she always falls asleep first, and then I fall asleep second, probably around, like, 12:30. But that's the latest we fall asleep. I usually get good night's sleep at your house.
You do? Oh,
yeah.
Good. I've gone 7.4K steps on my Fitbit.
When? As far as what? Like,
today?
Today?
Yeah.
Can't relate. No.
I've gone 2.9 miles, and where's my calories? Oh, it's not. I've burned 1.0. I burned 1 calorie.
You've burned 0.1 calories or 1.0 calories?
1.0.
Okay, that's... What's 1? I was going to say, that's just... 0.1 is not a calorie.
That's like my measly thigh.
Is 0.1 calories is your thigh?
That's...
Yeah, I can't really argue with that. Wiley's really skinny. If you've ever seen her in person, you
would
know.
Which most of you probably have, I think.
Maybe. Well, because I know a lot of our viewers, listeners are coming from my Instagram, which is, I only have, like, 900 followers. We're not that big. We're probably, we're trying to make this podcast relatively short or whatever. One, so we don't have to edit as much, and two, because I know people don't like to listen to things for a carried out amount of time, especially when it's two teenage girls talking about nothing.
I'm not a teenager yet.
Oh, yeah, Wiley's still 12. She's practically a fetus at this point.
Fetus, thy fetus.
Abortions. I'm sorry. That wasn't needed. I'm sorry.
And it wasn't meant to be offensive either.
Yeah. We're gonna go into some politics right now. Start some arguments. What are you?
What do you mean, what am I?
Are you, like, an anti-vaxxer or a pro-vaxxer? I
don't know. Wait, like, vaccinations? Like, shots in order to go to school?
Yeah.
I'm not against.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm actually gonna tell this because I'm not really embarrassed of it. I'm pro-choice. Do whatever you want with your body. I think the whole abortion thing in Alabama is such BS because I feel like women should have the right to do whatever they want with their bodies.
Yeah. It shouldn't be, like, limited to just, like, what you have to do. Like, yeah. You should be able to do what you feel is best for you.
Yeah, where Wiley and I live, this law almost passed that you had to be vaccinated to go to school and football games and public things like that.
And I don't agree with that.
And, like, I don't agree with that. At all. I feel like you should be able to have the choice, you know? You shouldn't have something like that forced upon you. And honestly, if we're being completely honest.
I hate shots so much. And the fact that, like, if I had to get a shot, and if I didn't get that shot, I wouldn't be able to go to the school. Like, you're taking away my education for a shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me? No.
When I was little, actually, I got a flu shot, and I was like, oh, I want the flu shot so bad. I literally wanted to feel like what it was like to put a needle in my body. I'm like a meth addict. Do you put meth in a needle? Or is that... That's heroin. Sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm going down a bad path. JK, I don't do drugs.
I watched this really bad video about this 22-year-old girl. Her mom was videoing her daughter dying of heroin. Oh. I showed you that.
I thought that was the suicide one. I saw something similar to that, but it was, like, the girl tried to commit suicide.
No. She was dying because of heroin in the hospital. And she was like not breathing. It was I showed you that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's sad. That's really sad. Mm-hmm. Okay, actually, to everyone listening to this, I'm sorry if it's getting really loud right now. I just got really close to the microphone.
Don't do drugs.
Don't vape or smoke weed or stuff. You know, weed's not that bad. Weed's not actually technically addictive. It's fine. You know, like I said earlier, I'm pro-choice and being kind of like a hypocrite right now. But just, I really advise that you don't screw up your body. Because I know a lot of our listeners right now are younger, I think.
Same age as us.
Exactly. A lot of my following is
younger.
Quote unquote unquote. Fetus. No, but just, you know, do whatever you want, but just don't wreck your body. We have so many years left to live. Like, even if you use the excuse YOLO, it's like, yeah, exactly. You YOLO! Only live once. Like, I don't know. Do whatever you want. Just don't screw up your body.
Don't die.
Don't die. Please. For me.
Get very injured, but don't die. Oh, I have a fun story to tell. So this happened, like, yesterday. Me and Mio were riding bikes, and, like, okay, at the end of the...
We're riding no handlebars down a hill.
And we come into a corner too fast, and she breaks my bike.
That's not what happened. Wiley puts up her hand for a high five, and I get too close, and we crash. And Wiley's bike stays up perfectly, but I roll and tumble into a car. I'm fine. I wasn't scratched or anything. I'm Danish. I'm strong.
But she broke my bike.
I broke her bike. All the spokes are broken, and then I rode all the way to her house with a broken spoke, and it was like, ting, 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 ting.
It was like,
sound effects by Wiley.
I could be a sound of...
You could be a sound effect. We just put you in a little cubicle and you make noises for a living. I hope you enjoyed that. Oh my goodness.
Oh my god, a new thing that we could do. Wiley makes noises. What will she make next?
And just it's a 1 second noise every podcast. Wink. Wink? It's a word.
Wink.
Oh, that's a word too.
That's a pig noise.
Like me. I'm sorry. I got emotional there for a second.
See, the funny part about this is I'm looking at her and her, like, doing the hand motions.
Oh,
like,
yeah, because I do a lot of hand gestures and voices and facial expressions, and that's why I have wrinkles on every square inch of my body. Because I'm always making facial expressions and just contorting myself. It's really not good. It's like drugs, but I'm ruining myself by contorting myself and trying to make people laugh.
Don't do what Mia does. Oh, we're almost at 20 minutes.
We just hit 18.
Yeah.
Should we just go to 20?
Or should we go... It's fine if we go a little bit over, because...
We'll do 20 plus. We'll talk for a couple more minutes, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually... So, Wiley's room is a trash hole, right? It's always a trash hole. No offense, Wiley. But she just has trinkets everywhere. Like I mentioned earlier, the Buzz Lightyear head. So I cleaned it.
I have a bottle of beads.
Why do you have a bottle of beads?
Look at this.
It's her own... Oh, my God. She's tacks everywhere. No, but she has her own style. She's trinkets. The amount
of time I've stepped on tacks is insane. Because I step on tacks everywhere I go.
Yeah. Part of the cleaning process, I was like, okay, Wiley, I'm going to sweep your floor. She's like, ugh, I never sweep my floor. And I'm like, obviously. And so I sweep her floor. And then we're sitting here getting ready to do the podcast. And she's like, okay, wait one sec. And she spits tape out of her mouth onto the floor. Yeah, you got to sweep your floor, Wiley, if you're going to pull stuff like that.
There's, like, paint and stuff on my floor.
Yeah, it's just nail polish and paint, slime.
I don't have any slime.
You used to.
No, I don't have any anymore.
Interesting. Yeah, but I cleaned it up pretty nice. Everything's blue. Blue's Wiley's favorite color. Do you want to tell them why, Wiley?
No, purple is.
What? Since when?
It's either purple or black. Like
purple or black?
Purple and black mixed are really cool together. Purple, black, and white mixed.
What? Since what? Okay, the entire 6 years, 5 or 6 years I've known Wiley, she's always liked the color blue. Blue's your middle name.
Nah, it's purple. It's purple, black, or white.
Purple isn't your middle name, Wiley. This is breaking the laws of physics. Literally everything in your room is blue. Okay, I just posted something on my story today. As of today, it's Thursday. Before and after of her room.
It's what? Thursday
the 20th.
No, it's, yeah, it's the 20th.
And everything in her room is blue. There's a pillow,
I have, like, this mermaid painting who doesn't have a shirt on. That painting's blue.
We love her.
I have another painting I made that's blue. Oh, remember, oh my god, remember when you got that for me for my birthday?
Oh, wow, I did get that.
Oh, my God. Okay, so it's this elephant that has a bird sitting on it, and it was made by T-Fly.
A local artist. That's our friend. We really like her.
Yeah. It says love on it.
I forgot I got you that.
Oh, my God. That was my favorite. That's my favorite. My birthday's coming up. That was my favorite thing that you've gotten me.
Wiley's birthday's in, like, 2 weeks. She's not going to be a fetus. She's going to be a teenager. Finally, catch up! Sorry.
She lunges at me a lot.
I'm like a panther. Panthers lunge, right? Yeah.
Pancers pounce.
Pancers?
Panthers pounce. They don't lunge. Lungers lunge. Pancers pounce.
Okay. Weird flex, but okay. Oh, my phone turned off.
Oh, it's still going, though.
That's pretty lit.
We're at 21.
We just hit 21.
21.
Get out! Get out!
I'm back. I never actually left.
Well, we should probably wrap this up. We're at 21 minutes. We might make the podcast longer. I'll put a poll on my story. My Instagram's at Shwoo. No, it's not. It's not Shwooshy anymore.
It's Zubini.
That is Zoubeani. Zubini.
And then go follow me. It's like Wiley underscores.
Tell them how to spell your name, Wiley, because I couldn't spell your name for, like, 2 years.
W-I-L-E-Y. Riley, but with a W.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And it's, like, Wiley underscore 746.
Yeah, so...
746, yeah.
We're on Insta. Everyone listening's from Instagram, so you probably already follow us, but you know what?
Well, half of your followers don't follow me, so follow me.
Follow Wiley, yeah. I'm gonna put a poll on my story.
Poll.
If Paul... Is it Paul or Pole?
P-O-O-L? Wait, no.
P-O-L-L.
Yeah, Pole.
Pole? Not Pole. Paul?
P-A-U-L is
like
Paul.
Like Paul. Well, I know that, but that's like the name. Okay. Okay, I can't speak anymore. I'm kind of...
It's Pole. Just like it's notification, not notification.
Okay, leave me alone, okay? I probably have like... Actually,
Paul,
no, I'm not gonna...
Pole. Paul. Pole. Pole! Notification. Not notification.
Probably on like the dyslexia spectrum or something. Is that a thing?
No idea.
Yeah, there is a spectrum for dyslexia because it's really severe for some people and not as severe for others. But I don't have dyslexia.
From 1 to 10.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry if it has offended people. That's not my intention, I swear.
We're just trying to be too middle school. A freshie.
Loser. Anyway, we should probably wrap it up. We don't have an outro.
Yeah, we do.
Am I gonna say bye?
No.
Oh, wait. It's remember. Okay. So our podcast name's Gaff. So this is our outro. One, two, three. Gaffers, roll out!